beginning. Well, I have good memories of playing Weston. Of course, got to be good friends with a lot of those guys when you were in high school. Of course, we didn't have the social networking and summertime baseball opportunities that they do now, but still got to be pretty good friends with everybody. The pitch is inside for a ball, but it's like a lot of things. When you're on the field, it was a different story, but otherwise afterwards, it was a good time. Here's a chopper toward left, base hit, as Jennings will sneak it toward the left field area in between third and short, then a one-out hit. One on, one away for Trevor Westfall. Played against several guys that wound up on the Casanova Reds baseball team some years later. Mark Schmidt, Denny Glassburn, and Tom Thompson on that team. Runner leads at first. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Westfall flew out to left and grounded the shortstop. Third time up, Jennings gets the lead. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, left field, and in there for a base hit. It's going to be Wes Nelson picking it, and the runner stays at second. Isaac Jennings at second, Trevor Westfall at first. So the tying runs aboard for Weston for the second inning in a row, and that brings up Garrett Jennings, who had a home run last inning. 3-1 Bulldogs here in the top of the sixth inning. Look out, here comes Weston. Larry looking down the barrel. Boland with the glove up. The stretch and the pitch. Changeup is going to be swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Weston with a golden opportunity here. They have trailed since the bottom of the first inning. Pickoff move to second. Close play. They got him. Oh, what a throw by Sammy Clary to Micah Salisbury, and they get the pickoff of the lead runner. There are two away. Sammy with a good move. The Bulldogs made the call, and that's a huge, huge out. Westfall stays at first. Nothing in one. Clary back and ready. There's the pitch. Down low. One ball and one strike. Larry back under the pitch count today. Hasn't had any really long innings. Here's the pitch outside and high, and the count goes to 2-1. He faced six batters in the fifth, but otherwise was perfect through the first four. Richland Center is up 3-2, it looks like, on River Valley in a Southwest Conference baseball game tonight. That score just coming across the the Morse code tonight. 3-1 now on Jennings. Larry ready. Here's the pitch. High, walked him. And there are two aboard again. Garrett Jennings accepts the first free pass of the game. And the batter will be Colton Newman. Looking back over the day for Isaac Jennings, yeah, he has not walked a batter. That's the first walk, so Clary yields it here in the sixth inning. Colton Newman, the batter, changeup is called a strike. Nothing in one, Westfall at second. Jennings at first for the Silver Eagles. Clary working quickly. Two away in the inning, here's the pitch, and the batter went around, strike two. That was a curve that wound up in the dirt. Logan Bingham due next for Weston in the sixth. Nothing in two from Clary. Checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Low again. One ball and two strikes to the batter. It's getting late. Been trying to strike back here. Westfall at second. Jennings at first. The 1-2 offering, here it is, down low. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Larry gets the baseball back. Boland with a glove up. 2-2 is high and outside. Pull up now. three balls and two strikes on Colton Newman. Runners may be off with a pitch here. Clary working from the stretch. Westfall leads at second. Jennings at first. The payoff pitch is swung on and foul. Newman got a piece of it. And they'll bring it back and do it again. Bulldogs 2, 3, and 4 batters will be up in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're trying to get to the dugout. Full count now. Sammy to the plate. Change up. Strike three. Struck him out, and that'll do it for Weston. 9 strikeouts for Sammy Clary in the game. In the inning, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ithaca leads it 3-1 over Weston in Ridge and Valley Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Spring into savings now at All American Do It Center. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one absolutely free April 15th through the 21st. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Save 25% on a 50-pound bag of commercial grade asphalt patch, now $13.49, or save $60 on a channel lock 12 gallon 5-horsepower blower wet dry vac, now only $99. Spring into savings until the 21st. All American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Sammy Clary leading off here in the inning of 6, and it's a fly ball to right field. Corbin Gross pulls it in for out number 1. 1 up and 1 down. So that'll bring up Micah Salisbury, the number 3 hitter, Logan Anderson to follow. Isaac Jennings has done a very good job against the top 3 in the order. Here's a high fly to right field. Right fielder is back, and he's got it. 2 up, 2 down. Corbin Gross pulls it in. 2 putouts by the right fielder from Weston, and that will bring up Logan Anderson. So of the top 3 batters for Ithaca, Jeff Salisbury has a hit. He had 1 hit back in the first inning. Logan Anderson, 1-for-2, had a hit back in the first as well. Here's the pitch, and he takes a look at a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. 3-1 Bulldogs here in the last of the sixth inning. Isaac Jennings looking in for the target from the windup. There's the pitch, and it's called a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. Weston will have the 6, 7, and 8 batters up in the top of the 7th. 1-1 offering, popped up, foul ball. Ooh, it hit the lights. Came back to the field. Don't look like it busted anything, but hit right up in the socket of that light. Came back to the field. 2 strikes now. From the windup, Jennings with a pitch. It's going to be strike 3. Check swing. They got him. Isaac Jennings fishing strong here in the 6th inning. He's got a total of 9 strikeouts today through 6. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Weston down to its final 3 outs. The Bulldogs lead by 2. 3-1 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see three generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
3-1, Ithaca leading. Top of the seventh for Weston, Logan Bingham, Corbin Gross, and Hunter Coy in a game that has just been rolling by. And Sammy Clary and Isaac Jennings deserve the credit. A couple of pitchers that are out there dueling and not wasting a lot of time. Here goes the pitch. It's going to be fouled off down the road for strike one. Bingham looking for his first hit today. Weston needs two. And they have had two on base the last two innings. Chance to tie it, but unable to have that clutch hit. 0-1 offering. That one is high. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Looks like a day tomorrow that could be a wash if the forecast holds true. Or spring sports. 1-1 pitch. Down low for a ball. And it is 2-1. You never know. I think they're talking more now in the later afternoon tomorrow for storms, but doesn't sound real favorable. Changeup is swung on, bounced up the middle in there for a base hit. Logan Bingham leads off in the seventh inning for Weston, and that'll bring the tying run to the plate. Corbin Gross, who is 1-for-2, had a base hit to right field last time. Top of seven, nobody out. Bulldogs leading 3-1. Getting the lead at first base is Logan Bingham. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward right. In there for a base hit. Going to second is Bingham. Ball is picked up by the center fielder, Kepler. And there are the tying runs aboard for Weston. Bingham goes to second. Gross at first. He's got two hits. And the hitter will be Hunter Coy. Coy looking for his first hit. 3-1. Bulldogs. Clary back to the belt. The kick and the pitch. Changeup. Rip toward short. Could be two. Second one. Salisbury with a relay. Got him. Two away on the play. Bingham goes to third base. Tough break for Weston. Coy hit it pretty sharply. Salisbury fielded it just to the right of the second base bag. Got on the bag for the force. A 6-3 double play, and that brings up Blake Bingham. Runner at third. Still the tying run at the plate. Number nine hitter, and Clary set to work. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The Bulldogs an out away from putting this in the win column. Boy, it's been a hard-fought game tonight. Less than a swing away from bringing it back to even. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Now it goes to one ball and one strike. Danny with the off-speed pitch. Got the batter a little bit in front of that. Logan leads at third. Here's the pitch to Blake. It's going to be strike two called. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Two away in the seventh inning. Clary kicks and fires. Changeup strike. Three called. Got him looking. And this one belongs to the Bulldogs. Today's final in 6 1/2 innings, Ithaca 3, Weston 1. In the inning, no runs, two hits, there were no errors, and a runner left at third base. Ithaca holds Weston tough, holds them down for the most part, and hands them their first loss in the conference. They fall to 3-1. Weston is now 4-2 overall. The Bulldogs improved to 4-0 and 3-0 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Stay tuned for the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Bulldogs win against Weston. Tonight's final score is 3-1 as the Bulldogs take advantage of a first inning in which they cranked out three runs and did a good job with three hits in a row, getting out with a hard-fought win. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I've broadcast a lot of baseball over the years, but 1 hour and 15 minutes, the time of tonight's game, which is unbelievable for high school baseball. Now, I've had some softball games that went an hour or so, but 1 hour and 15 for this game. Incredible tonight. Well played and well pitched. Hats off to Sammy Clary and Isaac Jennings. We go to the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, and that takes us all the way back to the first inning when Wes Nelson stepped to the plate and cranked a two-run home run over the left field fence, and that would provide the winning margin for the Bulldogs tonight. They were up 1-0 at that point. Nelson with a home run on the first. That is your Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
3-1 the final. The Ithaca Bulldogs get the victory going back to the first inning. Micah Salisbury singled. Logan Anderson got a double, snuck it in between the fielders, and Salisbury scored all the way from first base. And the next batter up, Wes Nelson, had a home run. The Bulldogs, 3 runs and 3 hits. Sammy Clary was perfect on the mound until the fifth inning. That's when Garrett Jennings of Weston led it off with a home run and got the Eagles on the board. Weston would get a single from Corbin Gross. Hunter Coy reached on a strikeout, so they have the tying runs aboard in the fifth before a lineout was caught by Mac Neef off the bat of Blake Bingham. Weston also had 2 runners aboard in the sixth inning. Isaac Jennings and Trevor Westfall both singled with one out, and then a walk batter. There was a double play, I should say, as hitting into a double play there. It was a nice play by the Eagles to try and get the runs across. Micah Salisbury helped out, and that was a twin killing. A walk to Garrett Jennings put Colton Newman at the plate, and Weston stranded a couple of runners after Clary got a key strikeout. In the seventh inning, Logan Bingham singled, Corbin Gross singled, and Hunter Coy with a ground out. Salisbury fielding it around the bag and getting it across for the double play. That put Logan Bingham at third base with 2 outs. Again, the tying run at the plate for Weston, and Clary able to get the strikeout to end the game. He ends with 10 strikeouts and walks one. Isaac Jennings with the tough luck loss. He does not walk a batter, and he strikes out 9 today. Quick moving ball game. Bulldogs 3-1. Final moment of the postgame show. Coming up next, we'll look at some of the hitting heroes today. In a moment, WRCO Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees. Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
The Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues here on WRCO tonight. One other score we've got this evening. Richland Center continues to lead River Valley. That score is 4-3 tonight. Richland Center and not exactly sure where the game is, but I presume about the fifth inning or so. Because, again, we almost set a record here for 6.5 innings of baseball, an hour and 15 minutes tonight, as the Bulldogs get the victory 3-1. At the plate tonight for Weston, Corbin Gross has two hits, 2 for 3. Logan Bingham is 1 for 3. Isaac Jennings, 1 for 3. Trevor Westfall, 1 for 3. And Garrett Jennings, 1 for 2 with a home run and a walk. On the Bulldogs side, Wes Nelson, 2 for 2. Micah Salisbury, 1 for 3. Logan Anderson, 1 for 3. And Wyatt Hilby is 1 for 2. We talked about how strong both pitchers were. A couple of defensive plays that I wanted to highlight here tonight. The first, Wes Nelson with a tremendous catch off a ball hit from Trevor Westfall. That was in the opening inning. Westfall lined it toward left field and kind of in the foul corner, but it was a fair ball. And Wes Nelson, over-the-shoulder grab, backhanded it off the fence for the last out of the inning. That one certainly had extra base possibilities. And the other was a thrown-out runner by Garrett Granger, as he was able to peg out the runner in the fourth inning. The Bulldogs had a runner on and only one away, and Garrett Granger throws to get the runner out. That was in the fourth inning for Weston. So there were just some real stellar defensive plays here tonight. The line score, Ithaca, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 1 left on. For Weston, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors, and they strand 5 as well today. So Weston out hits the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs have the stats where it counts in the end, 3-1. They get the victory. Both teams will be busy. The Bulldogs have a scheduled game at Seneca tomorrow, and I know they're wanting to play it, but if it's canceled, as spring sports go, you'd rather have it canceled before you make the trip all the way to Seneca. But hopefully we'll see what happens tomorrow. The Bulldogs are scheduled to go to Seneca and then slated to host Kickapoo on Thursday before hosting Riverdale on Friday for a makeup game. On the other side for Weston, they have a game at Lafarge on Thursday before being a part of the Royal Triangular on Saturday, where they will face Melrose Mindoro and host Royal. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Thieve. And this is Phil Neese saying have a great night, and hats off to both teams. This was just a very, very entertaining game this evening. Congratulations to Ithaca. They get the win. First round against Weston, 3-1, the final score. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca Weston track teams did very well at the New Lisbon Millhaven Invitational held over the weekend. For the boys, a personal record for Sam Jones, 8th in the 400, also a PR in the 800 for Channing Brown, and the 1600, it was Bryson Garcia-Bolin finishing 11th. The 4x2 relay team finished 6th. Landon Thompson, Channing Brown, Carrick Thompson, and James Tim ran that event. 5th place finish for the 4x4, Sam Jones, Channing Brown, Landon Thompson, and Micah Salisbury. The 4x8 was 4th. Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Randy Picardo-Flores, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones. And in the long jump, Channing Brown was 6th. Landon Thompson finished 8th. And the Ithaca Weston girls won the event among the 13 teams. So a great effort for Coach Gina Lorenz's team, led by Kaylee Miller, 2nd in the 100. Aubrey Cook, 5th in the 200. In the 800, Kaylee Peterson, with a time of 2:24.99, set a new track record. In the 100 hurdles, Tristan Peterson was 4th, and she took 2nd in the 300 hurdles. The 4x1, with their best time of the year, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Peterson. The 4x2 was 2nd. That was ran by Jaden Bolin, Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, and Brooklyn Dickey. The 4x4 finished 1st. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Peterson. Kaylee Miller finished second in the high jump. The long jump was won by Tristan Peterson with a first-place finish. And the triple jump, Aubrey Cook finished second. Holly King sixth with the discus throw and fifth with shot put. Again, first place for the Ithaca Weston girls team. The Ithaca Weston track team will stay busy with an invitational coming up at Cashton on Saturday morning, getting underway at 9 o'clock. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker. Hey, Hank. Have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
No country music was harmed in the making of this song. This is only a test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold in these painted on cut off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
There on your tailgate whistling, saying, hey girl, but you know I ain't listening. Cause I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Howdy, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 redneck crazy. shaking my money maker. I ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. Ha. These days it ain't easy being mad. Girl in a country song. Did it this way back in the old days. I own. We ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong?
Hard working, God-fearing, blue-collar son of a gun. lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went dry. Seemed every which way I go there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in. Slipped out one night and never told me goodbye. My second love convinced me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth went crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't help.
Card man, together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can man up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit. No hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low.
find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice, living on feel good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. Ain't that right, honey? Yeah, I'ma get around a two for all the ones. Just busting your back while you're cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
My drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cup, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing.
Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, 'cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat, 'cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy, Busch Light, Keeler, Cold Miller, Blue Moon, Red Stripe, Natter Day. Nothing tastes better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
That was Breland and Hardy with Beer's on Me. And before that, we had Garth Brooks with Two of a Kind, working on a full house. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you music up until the 8 o'clock hour. Got done with our sports broadcast a little early tonight. Pretty quick, fast-paced game. Yeah, but getting over early, you almost think we'd get rained out or not. But no, it's a beautiful day out there. In fact, the temperature right now is at 72 degrees. We did hit a high of 75 today, but the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge says we're at 73 right now. And the winds are out of the northeast at around 3 miles per hour. And as you know, tomorrow doesn't look like it's going to be very, very good. Tomorrow they're talking about maybe rain, thunderstorms, and possibly some strong storms I heard earlier, but we'll just have to wait and see. I think most of the severe weather is supposed to be more towards the south, but you never know if things can change so quickly. And we'll keep you up to date here on WRCO 100.9 FM and let you know. In fact, I might be sticking around a little later tomorrow, just depending on what the weather is, so we can keep you informed and safe. And once again, we did have that broadcast earlier today, and was high school broadcast. It was Ithaca hosting Weston in boys high school baseball, and Ithaca came out on top of that game 3-1. So the Ithaca Bulldogs victorious today. The Brewers are underway now too. They're in the bottom of the first, and there is no score to report on that one. And you can hear the broadcast of the game of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
Superstar, you know. Kept the buzz to fill the hole. Loved the lights, stole the show. Someone I used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a to
hates himself and loves to cry. The king pulls a heavy crown, didn't know we almost drowned. Someone I used to know would stay another round.
Just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town, slow down life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum. I'm on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. You tell me about your hard times and mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. I want something real, something real. I like a long drive down a back road and pretty girls sitting at a bar. But those roads don't go forever, pickup lines don't always get her, and that neon just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain, I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little lifelong in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real strong. Yeah, something I can hold on to. When the red dirt settles down and there's nothing left around, I'm just looking for some truth. I'm just looking for some truth. I need a little my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still.